USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in a speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says that the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting up to 100,000 refugees. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. calls for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Its defense ministry said in a statement that the goals of its first stage of operation have mainly been accomplished and that it will focus on securing the Donbass region in the eastern part of Ukraine. Special advisor at the White House National Security Council Matthew Miller telling ABC's Good Morning America that the Biden administration is not paying attention to lip service.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adding that while the U.S. was warning the world of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. Chinese authorities say none of the 132 people aboard a China Eastern flight that crashed last week survived. The plane took a nosedive into a mountainous area all of a sudden. Construction excavators dug into the crash site, searching for wreckage, remains, and the second black box. The voice recorder was found on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Teachers in one Minnesota school district is heading back to work.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Members of Foo Fighters are devastated about the passing of their drummer Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins was with the group for the last 25 years. Not much in terms of details are available as to what caused the 50-year-old's death. The band said in a statement that his death was a tragic and untimely loss. Foo Fighters have been scheduled to play at a festival in Columbia on Friday night. Hawkins' final concert took place this past Sunday at another festival in Argentina. Border Patrol agents are accusing Jose Manuel Perez of smuggling about 60 lizards and snakes into the country at the San Ysidro border crossing with Mexico back in February. The reptiles were in small bags, concealed in the man's jacket, pants pockets, and groin area. Perez, also known as Julio Rodriguez, told authorities they were pets. He has been accused of smuggling more than 1,700 reptiles into the country since 2016. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.